Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And it looks like we're going to need it the way the economy's going. And we got somebody here to help us understand what's going on. He's the wizard on these things. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad, welcome back to the show.
Good to see you again, Jim.
It's good always to have good. You back.
And always fun. Oh, I wish I always had better news for you.
I know. Chad, I really thought I could count on you but to do a better job here. But, folks, Chad and I go back a long way. I don't know, 15 or so years, and I knew him when he was the chief economist for the SBA. Speaking of which,
it's Small Business Week. So
the SBA.
We can talk about that, I think, in a later panel, but it's Small Business Week.
They've declared this SBA. We'll talk about that in maybe the last segment.
Yeah.
But that was when we first met each other way back. So tell the audience what happened in the first quarter this year to the GDP.
Well, you know, we've had a really disappointing first quarter. I think we knew coming into it was going to not be that fantastic. And to be fair, as you know, Jim, we've had a bad first quarter for several years in a row now.
14 was negative, 15 was negative, GDP.
Yeah, we're getting used to having a bad first quarter, followed by a rebound in the second quarter. Although, you know, I think the rebound this time won't be quite as strong as we've seen in the last couple of years. We have kind of a mixed picture for manufacturing right now. You know, on the one hand, you have some sentiment surveys like the ISM survey that we got yesterday, where you saw demand and production expand for two straight months, and you know that certainly sets up kind of an underlying kind of narrative that manufacturing is starting to stabilize. That maybe you know that we've hit bottom and are starting to move in the right direction.
Well, it would be good.
At the same time, you're also seeing a lot of disappointing numbers, like GDP, which was your question, but also
right.
Retail sales, the trade deficit, just a number of areas there, production as well, manufacturing production. So you've seen a lot of numbers that really have been very disappointing. So I guess to answer your question more directly here, GDP grew just 0.5% in the first quarter. And there was really only a
point,
couple...
0.5%.
0.5.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't remember. It sounded like 5, but you may have said 0.5.
Yeah, 0.5.
I just wanted to emphasize a point.
Half a percentage point, yeah. So there really were only a couple bright spots in obviously a pretty dismal report. Number one, it was spending, but it was spending on services, not on goods. Actually, goods spending, which is obviously important for manufacturing, was flat, relatively flat. The other bright spot was housing. Again, housing has been kind of a mixed bag as well, but in general moving in the right direction. All the other components of GDP were drags on growth. So you had business investment, which, you know, you saw reduced spending on equipment, reduced spending on structures. Inventory spending has been pretty soft. Net exports, obviously, were a drag. So, you know, it really was a pretty disappointing number overall. Again, it kind of speaks just to how rough of a start we've started this year off with.
Let me ask you a question.
That was a long answer. Sorry, Jim.
No, that was a great report. That was excellent. There's a question I have for you about that. So in 14, we had a negative. We didn't have a great fourth quarter. We had a negative GDP first quarter. And then, as you said, and then 15, the same thing. And then we rebounded. It seems like we recovered a lot more. If we had a 1.5 or so in the fourth quarter of 15, a half a point, which is positive at least, in for Q1 16, and maybe this quarter is not as much of a rebound, but it's positive. Are you seeing things leveling out rather than doing the wild swings? Is that what we're looking at?
In my forecast right now for growth in the second quarter is roughly 2. And that might be a slightly on the high side, but that's where I'm kind of eyeballing it right now, waiting for additional data. And that's basically based on the fact that I'm expecting consumer spending and business spending to improve a little bit, not a lot, like it did last year. If you remember, Last year, we also grew 0.6% in the first quarter, but rebounded to 3.9% in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. I don't see that kind of a rebound this time. I think we're just continuing to see a much more sluggish growth in consumer spending. Consumer confidence, as you know,
consumer confidence is down,
has fallen again. Small business confidence. I know you talked to Bill Dunkelberg at NFIB. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, those numbers are not moving in the right direction.
They're down and horizontal.
I do think that in general, I think when you ask manufacturers about the next 6 months, they do tend to be cautiously optimistic, and so that should lean at least to some better activity moving forward. But I don't see the rebound that we had last year.
Can you imagine what this economy would do if we could get some kind of positive feeling in it? I mean, the marketplace is an emotional beast. We need some kind of good news, ladies and gentlemen.
We need that money coming off the sidelines.
And the political process isn't helping any with that. When we come back, I'm going to get Chad to give us a manufacturer's report. Big companies and small ones. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.